Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Monday, October 27th. I'm Megan Lynch. By a vote of 51-49%, union machinists reject another offer from Boeing.
The strike has carried on for nearly 3 months, and this was Boeing's fourth offer. IAM Union International President Brian Bryant says in a statement, IAM District 837 members passed a sensible pre-ratified offer that gave Boeing a clear path to end this strike and return to work. That proposal focused on three core priorities: real retirement security, stronger wage increase, and a ratification bonus that more closely mirrors what non-union workers received in South Carolina and union members in the Pacific Northwest. Boeing released a brief statement from a spokesperson that reads in part, "We're disappointed with the result and will now focus on their contingency plan." Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
As energy rates rise, one senator is demanding answers regarding data centers.
Senator Josh Hawley has sent a letter to Ameren asking about the relationship between rate increases and data center expansion. I asked Hawley about the Trump administration's stance against green energy and if this is the time to be cutting projects and programs like the Residential Clean Energy Credit. Hawley called that program, which provides a 30% discount on home solar, unserious.
We need to have reliable energy at affordable rates, and you can put all the solar panels you want on somebody's roof. That's not going to do it. And I think that that's missing the point.
Hawley says the point is if data centers are driving up the cost of energy, they should be the ones paying for it. As of Thursday, Hawley has not yet heard back from Ameren. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
If you plan to fly out of Lambert, contact your airline first. Delays at Lambert on Sunday at 60 flights, and now Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox News, because of the government shutdown, you will likely see more delays and cancellations this week.
And then you see more Americans frustrated at Democrats, and they'll say, open up the government.
Duffy says more air traffic controllers are calling in sick. They've not been paid through the shutdown. Lambert Airport is adding a new nonstop point on the map. Here's Michael Calhoun.
Portland, Oregon is coming back via Alaska Airlines next year. Alaska already flies to Seattle from St. Louis. The Sun newspaper of the UK headlines this as new nonstop service connecting two booming U.S. hubs. That's good PR for St. Louis. And the UK is paying attention to the gateway city after British Airways announced that new service to London Heathrow. And while Southwest has rearranged its connections recently, the airport stresses it is still one of Southwest hubs and that other airlines, including Alaska here, continue adding service to St. Louis.
A new survey says 4 in 5 Missouri parents who want after-school programs for their kids are unable to enroll in them. Jen Reinhardt is with the Washington, D.C.-based After-School Alliance. She tells MissouriNet its survey shows the lack of access is often due to affordability, availability, and accessibility.
The demand is highest among low and middle-income families, and those are the families most likely to be missing out on programs, which really leads us to say that we do need greater public investment in these programs.
The America After 3 p.m. survey includes nearly 1,300 Missouri households in rural and urban parts of the state across a variety of income levels and racial backgrounds. The La Nina weather pattern has taken hold in the Pacific Ocean, but it could take several more weeks before it starts to affect Missouri's weather. Zach Lesser is the state's climatologist based at the University of Missouri, Columbia.
When we see a La Nina, we typically see a colder winter. Now, the precipitation's a little bit more mixed, so for La Nina winter, we lean a little bit more towards the dry side here in Missouri.
Lesser also tells Missouri Net the current La Nina is weaker than normal, which could mean the colder and drier weather patterns this winter could be short-lived. From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, a new fraud being reported in Missouri has a Halloween-y-sounding name.
It's called ghost tapping. It involves tap-to-pay credit cards and mobile wallets. Scammers buy a tap machine, and if you don't have an RFID wallet or protection sleeve, they can just bump into you and scan your credit card. The Better Business Bureau says this has been happening, especially in large crowds at festivals and other events. They say you should stay vigilant in crowded places, and when you can, insert the card instead of tapping. The Bureau has a free scam tracker tool that helps people spot and report suspicious activity. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.